Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about your community. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican all the way.
Thank you so much. Are you aware very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections? Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices? You have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. You're not very likely to vote. Not at all likely
very
to vote.
Very likely to vote in person.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. You mentioned that you will vote in person, right?
That's right.
Thank you. What is your age, just for statistical purposes?
63.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
1 year of college.
Thank you so much. And you will now be given a list of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Ken Mascara. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
For mascara?
Mm-hmm.
Not favorable at all.
Not favorable at all. Okay. What about Richard Del Toro? Is favorable or unfavorable?
Who?
Richard Del Toro.
Favorable.
Okay. And would you say very or somewhat favorable?
No, somewhat.
Okay. What about Keith Pearson? Is favorable,
favorable.
Or unfavorable? It is very
favorable.
Or somewhat?
Very.
What about Linda Bartz?
I don't know.
Okay. What about Katie Townsend?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
The fans disappointed him, so I'm going to go with him because I love the fans.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Just that a lot of people are voting for him.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. Now, if the Republican primary election for the St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I really don't know. I got to read up on them.
Okay. And if you have to choose, you're still undecided, right?
Right.
Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Katie Townsend or Audra Macomb?
Townsend.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting for her or probably voting for her?
Probably.
Thank you. Lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Keith Pearson or Preston Michael DeFrancesco or Richard Del Toro?
Pearson.
Thank you so much. Would you say definitely or probably voting for Pearson?
I think definitely.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I approve.
And would you say strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign in St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? You saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit for your home from Richard Del Toro campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
I get flyers in the mail I throw out.
Understand. Thank you so much. And what about what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, for him?
Less.
Less. Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. What about Keith Pearson? Have you seen, read, or heard about him in the few past weeks? Saw a television ad, received a something in the mail, receive a text message, a visit to your home, something else?
Flyers in the mail, and one of my friends met him at a rally, and they said he's very, very nice.
I understand. And what you see her, read or heard about him is making you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson?
More likely.
It would be much more likely?
Much.
Okay. Just a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done with the survey, so thank you so much for your time. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background?
What is my what?
Your main racial background.
Like white?
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with your questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Take care.